I'm delighted to say that my guest this afternoon is Joe Mather from The Hub in Redhill. Joe, good afternoon and welcome to Susie Radio.
Hello, David. Thanks very much for inviting us on today.
It's lovely to have you here. Now, people may be thinking mechanical engineering and wheels. What exactly are the Surrey Hubs?
The Surrey Hubs are actually local centres that provide information and support to help people stay independent. We offer access to advice and signposting services for disabled people, older people, carers and their families.
And tell us how many hubs there are across the county and indeed where they're based.
Across the county there's currently 8 hubs. There's 4 in West Surrey that are managed by Surrey Disabled People's Partnership, and they're Woking, Godalming, Addlesden and Camberley, and they have plans to open a 5th in Staines shortly. And then we have 4 in East Surrey, which are managed by Surrey Independent Living Council, which is where I'm from. And our nearest one is Redhill, as you say, I've come from today. That's 41 the High Street, Redhill. They're open Monday to Friday, 10 till 4, and the first and third Saturdays of each month. And we have another 3, one in Dorking, one in Epsom, and one in Warton-on-Thames. As well as that, we have a mobile hub that visits locations throughout East Surrey, and we're always looking for more locations to go to. So if anyone has any ideas, they could give us a call and let us know.
Who provides the service in the Redhill base?
It's actually our volunteers that provide the service there, with support from a volunteer development worker like myself. So our volunteers are also disabled people, older people and carers, so they're able to empathise with our customers, as many of them will have faced similar issues to the people that are coming in and asking for help.
So the advice really is coming from people with personal experience of similar problems?
Absolutely, people who know and can offer real practical support. Some of our volunteers, well, they all really enjoy their work, and I've got a couple of quotes I'd like to say today, actually, if that's okay. So one of our volunteers recently said, "I feel empowered at the end of my shift. I know I've helped someone to stay independent." And another has said, "It's a really supportive working environment where I can gain experience and learn new skills." We're there as well. We help to promote independence back into work. So while the volunteers are with us, we're giving them skills and training that then they can take on and use in the workplace. So a lot of them leave us to go into paid employment, which is obviously the ultimate goal. We're always looking for more volunteers, so if anyone's interested, just give us a call.
Let's do the contact details again at the end, if we may. In spite of looking for more, have you got a sizeable body of volunteers as it is?
We have a fair number of volunteers, but as I say, because some move into paid employment, we kind of do a rolling recruitment programme. We're currently looking for Redhill volunteers between 14 and 19 years old for a new project we've got there at the moment.
Okay, let's return to that then as well at the end with the contact details. Now, somebody comes into the hub at 41 High Street, Redhill. What sort of information's on offer?
Anything that people ask us, we'll endeavour to find, basically. We provide access to benefits advice, advocacy, education, information for carers, information about transport, health and much, much more. I mean, we're there for the little things, like where to find an accessible restaurant if you fancy a pepperoni pizza, to the really big life-changing things, like people have been given really severe health news and they don't know where to go. They find they suddenly need care and support and they do not know where to start and where to get it from, and we can help and signpost and help people take back control.
Would you say that there's a pattern to requests? Are some requests made more often than others?
We're having a lot of people in with requests for more information about benefits at the moment. With the change in the Care Act, we're expecting to have more conversations with people about the fact that they are carers and there is support out there that they are entitled to. So, you know, they can come in and have a chat with us and we'll go through that with them.
And is it information only, Joe, or are there services on offer too?
Well, we're there predominantly to promote people's independence, and the Hub in Redhill is also an independent living shop where you can purchase items that will enable you to stay independent at home. So you can have a look at the equipment there. We've got wheelchairs, rollators, all sorts of things, really. We also have catalogues, so we can send it out to people if they can't get into Redhill, so they can have a look and we can deliver items straight to the customer. We're not in it for the hard sell at all. So if a customer comes in and they do need an item of equipment, but what we have isn't quite what they want or it's too expensive, our volunteers are on hand to do some research for them and find a suitable item that that person can use.
Are some things more popular than others?
We have have noticed quite an increase in sale of rollators at the moment. Obviously, they help people to stay mobile, and they're really useful putting your shopping on and everything else. So,
for the uninitiated, a rollator is?
Is a Zimmer frame, but on wheels, so you can push along, and it's also got a seat on it, so if you're tired, you can sit down, have a rest, got brakes on it. So
I was going to ask about those, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so it's not a wheelchair, and it's not a Zimmer frame, it's kind of a cross between the two.
And clearly a real aid to independence.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So long as it's got easily applicable brakes, that's the...
Yes, they do.
Yes, okie dokes. Now, information then, services at the shop. What about expansion plans, Jo?
Yeah, we've got quite a lot going on at the moment. I said we're part of Silk, sorry, Independent Living Council, so there's services they provide as well. They can provide support to find personal assistants or carers for people, and they also provide free training to people that employ personal assistants. We are due to expand. We're very keen for the mobile hub to visit more and more venues. And we're also looking to start a new hub in the borough of Tandridge, so hopefully that's going to happen later this year. And we're thinking about providing a mobile equipment showcase, so we take the equipment closer to people if they can't come into Redhill, so they can have a look and find out what's out there.
Okay, well, let's move on then to the whole business of the mobile hub. Tell us exactly what that entails.
Basically, it's me and some of our volunteers going out and about to different venues throughout Surrey. We've gone to quite a few of the centres for over 55s, and they're quite popular. We're basically just bringing the information service to people that might not know or might not feel comfortable going into a hub. So basically, we sit at a table, people can come talk to us. If they've got an inquiry, we'll help with it, or we'll throw it back to the nearest hub. And it's just, for us, it's about spreading awareness as well, so people do know where to go when they do find that they need some advice.
And you were at the Woodhatch Centre recently?
Been to the Woodhatch Centre twice before. I've also been to Regent's House in Hawley. We go and we just provide the service, so we basically just sit in the corner of the room and talk to people, and they come over and speak, and if they've got any inquiries, we look them up and help out.
I see. So you're there as consultants, effectively.
Yes,
yeah, jolly good. And what about what's coming up next on the mobile hub programme, Jo?
Next, we've got the Douglas Brunton Centre on Thursday the 30th, and that's in Caterham. And on the 6th of May, we'll be at the Mary Frances Trust in Leatherhead.
Any idea yet when you'll be back in Woodhatch or Hawley or Bear Green or wherever?
June.
Okay, so that's coming up then in the summer. Do you undertake any sort of fundraising?
I don't, personally, but we do. We are a charity, so we're sorry, Independent Living Council. So, yes, there is fundraising that happens.
And they run events from time to time?
Yes, we've got a Independent Living Fair coming up, actually, at Epsom Downs Racecourse on the 25th of June, which isn't actually for us to raise any money, but it is to help spread awareness of what services are out there for people. And it is a free event, so if people want to come along, just pop into a hub and find out more about it.
Now, let's return to the business of willing volunteers. What sorts of volunteer tasks are you really looking for at the moment?
Well, our volunteers actually provide the inquiry service. So people will come in, they'll say what it is they need, and the volunteer will support them to signpost them in the right direction. So it might be about taking information to then pass on and do a benefits referral or an advocacy referral. Or it might be that they, as I said earlier, do some research on the computer to identify suitable items for someone. It might be that they're looking for support groups, and the volunteer will go through and do some research to find some support groups in the local area. So it's a lot of research that goes on for a volunteer.
And you did say you're looking for younger people specifically.
We are for Teen Hub Redhill. We're looking for 14 to 19 year olds. That's on Saturdays, the first and third Saturday of each month from 12 till 3, run by the younger volunteers for younger disabled people and carers. So it's a new pilot scheme that we're hoping will also expand out to the other hubs if it goes well in Redhill.
And are you looking for able volunteers as well as some with special needs?
We'll talk to anyone and interview anyone, and because they might have relevant life experience that they can actually bring in. If they're a carer at home, for example, it's also a good tool for them to find out more about what's going on. So it's always worth people coming in and having a chat with us.
And if volunteers or indeed anyone else wishes to get in touch, what are those contact details?
They can find out more on our website, which is www.thesurreyhubs.org.uk.
Now, you've chosen the Black Eyed Peas for us. Is there a reason for that?
Actually, my sons Tyler and Riley chose that, but we would like to dedicate it to all our volunteers at all the Surrey hubs, please.
Jo Mather from the Red Hill Hub at 41 High Street. It's been an absolute delight chatting to you on this afternoon's stroll at Susie 103.4.
Thank you.